You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm very excited to be having a little korero here with Sophia McRae. Hi, Sophie.
Kia ora. How's it going?
It's so good. I'm pumped to have you here to talk about your tunes, to talk about your new single, Twirl.
Yes. Yeah. It's nice to be here.
Which came out on December 5th. So everyone who's listening and going, wow, she's so, what, how well she interviews. Let me listen to her music. It's all there.
It's all there. It's out. It's out in the wild, in the ether.
So do you want to talk to us a little bit about Twirl? Obviously, you've had an EP come out earlier, but this is your first standalone single this year?
Yeah, this is the first single this year. This song actually was kind of a little bit of a flow-on from the EP, which I released in 2023, which is called Language of Flowers. And this is a song that kind of just missed it off that project. So I've had it locked in the vault for quite some time. And only recently was just like, oh, I should probably pop that one out, because it was kind of just sitting there. But it was a little bit of a hard thing for me to do, because in some ways I've been making a lot of new music recently, and it's definitely like new and exciting, and it feels like this song that I've just released, Twirl, is a bit more of like a past self, in the way that I'm like reading my own diary from a few years ago or something.
Oh, which is the freakiest thing to do, which is so scary.
It's quite vulnerable, yeah, pretty freaky, pretty vulnerable, but also just like, yeah, I feel like also releasing it's kind of paying respect to my past self, and in some ways, and definitely I think that some people will still resonate with that time in my life.
So talk a bit about that time in your life. What was the sort of message that you're talking about with Twirl?
When I released that project in 2023, it was probably like this feeling of kind of navigating my early 20s, kind of navigating adulthood, and just the chaos that came with that for me. And ultimately, I feel like it was a bit of a journey on finding ways to ground myself in what I like doing. And, you know, just I feel like all that stuff, like many people can probably relate with, like, what am I doing with my life? I'm out of uni, trying to find a job, and like going through the motions and different relationships and friendships and things. And yeah, I feel like it was mainly something that came from that period of time.
And if it's not too vulnerable to say, why didn't it make the cut for your first EP? Was there a definitive reason, or did you just have enough songs?
It was kind of one that was written a bit later on in the process, and I think inevitably I was a bit like impatient mainly, and I was getting my mixes back for the six songs that I had off Language of Flowers, and then this one came a little bit too late, and I just thought, ah, you know what, it's okay, it's still there, maybe I'll do something with it, maybe I won't. But I was lucky enough to get some development funding from NZ On Air last year to work with Will McGillery, who is a artist based in Otatahi, and he has a project called Goodwill. So we got to work together, and this was like one of the first tracks we kind of made together in his home studio out in New Brighton, which we just had so much fun. And in some ways it breathed like a lot of fresh air into the song itself. So in some ways it's like a fresh spin on an old song. And I've actually just been down there recently doing some more with him, which is really cool. So it can kind of nod to maybe what's to come. A little bit of like experimentation at the end of the song is quite similar to some things that we have been working on currently. So yeah, it's kind of like a bridging gap between that project and maybe, yeah, things to expect in the future.
Oh, that's so exciting. A little bit of an Easter egg, a little taste tester.
Yeah, a little taste tester.
And obviously, Will, as you said, Will from Goodwill and Nomad, and Twirl was also mastered by Greg Obis, who people will definitely know from Slow Pulp and Beethoven and Mia Joy. What was that experience like? That's pretty epic.
Yeah. These are all like my favourite artists. They're such indie icons. So yeah, getting his hands on the track was actually surprisingly easy. to be so easy. Easy and breezy, and he was so keen and just so easy to work with, so quick. And, yeah, just someone I admire so much. Yeah, is a bit of, like, a dark horse, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
You know, but I feel like those types of characters who master songs, or even like mixing engineers, they're so low key, but like, oh my gosh, the stuff that he's got his hands over is just crazy. His catalog's amazing, and it's so cool because it's like all of my favorite artists. I totally just did not expect him to be like, yeah, I'd love to like work on these songs. So yeah, it's really nice.
Well, I feel like when you talk about it being easy, I think you've had an incredible amount of commercial success. You've shared the stage with some incredible people: Chet Faker, Lime Cordial, Palace, Ballpark, and Sharon Van Etten has recognized you, which is pretty insane. She's amazing.
She's so cool.
Yeah, yeah, you must be freaking out a wee bit.
Yeah, yeah, that was all kind of a snowball effect from my last project. It was so well received, and yeah, it was also my first project I ever put out, and I think maybe it was just a kind of flow-on effect from putting in a lot of work and thinking about how I was going to roll it out, and yeah, I don't know, just being vulnerable and like staying true to my music as well. I feel like it always is well received. Well, has been well received so far, which is so nice. And we have such a beautiful, supportive music community in New Zealand. So, yeah, very grateful for, like, people like yourself and supporting me and, you know, all of yous. Make it so easy.
Well, what is your personal, for those who don't know you, what is your personal music journey? How did you sort of get to creating this project? What's your songwriting process like?
Well, I grew up in Arrowtown, and it started for music wise where it started is I got a guitar for my 6th birthday, and I kind of just self-taught myself. I was just, it's just like when you hand a kid a recorder and you just like start playing it in the garden and really like bothering all your neighbors. I was kind of like that kid, but with the guitar, just like pretending to play. But in some ways, like, it made me super creative in the way that I wasn't restricted to any barriers of how to play my instrument. So that kind of flowed on into starting to make songs as soon as I figured out a few things and figured out like what tunings I liked. And yeah, and then I slowly started to write songs. And for me, because I was a guitarist first, and for quite some years, not until I was about 13, I didn't sing in front of people, but I knew I could. I just was a bit shy about it.
Oh my
it.
Gosh, I can't believe you kept that under your belt. That's crazy.
yeah, so I don't know what it was. I was a bit shy. It's again, just like putting my heart on my sleeve a little bit. And after kind of going through RockQuest and winning a few things, I was like, oh, maybe I should be sharing this with people because it was being so well received. So yeah. And that means, like, yeah, also with my songwriting process that you're asking about, I kind of tend to write on my guitar first. It's always the chords and the song structure that comes from my guitar, and then I start to hum a few things, and, yeah, kind of things get birthed from there.
No, that's a great process to have. And when you talk about the song in particular with Twirl, and you talk about it sort of flowing on to this new project that you've got coming, what's the process been like of building that new project, and how does it differentiate from the last one?
This is the first time. For a project that I'm working with other people, like for my last project, my only collaborator was my very good friend Robbie Pattinson, and I only ever knew working with Robbie pretty much. So I'll bring my bones of the song to the table, and then we kind of pick it apart and figure out what it needs. But yeah, so this kind of project that I'm working towards now, it's the first time I'm working with other people, like Will. for a project. I know we've worked together for the singles, but yeah, so that's really cool, and it was great to have the opportunity to work with him through the development funding we got, because I was able to figure out if we clicked creatively before kind of investing heaps of my own money and time into it, if you understand what I mean. Like, I definitely, like, we have an awesome connection, and it's just like creatively we work really well together, which is exciting. And yeah, that's kind of what's happening with that.
Awesome. And if you without giving too much away, do you have a rough timeline for when we might see this new project?
I'm still working on a few more tracks. I'm hoping that it'll be sometime towards the end of next year. So yeah, I think, yeah, give it a year and hopefully I'll be there. you know how I am. I'm a bit impatient, but these things take time, and it's so worth, you know, giving it the time it deserves.
This is very true. I mean, look at Twill, you sort of released that first EP and then gave it that time, and even though, as you said, it's quite scary and confronting going not backwards but sort of reflecting and then putting that out into the world, time, it makes it worth it.
Yes, totally makes it so worth it.
Oh well, how did you tour for your EP?
Yes, yeah,
how
we
was
did.
That
was it was so fun. We started off with a few hiccups because it was a super stormy day just before leaving Wellington to get to Picton on the ferry. So we got delayed, which meant we had to like switch around a few shows, but we worked it out in the end, so it wasn't, our tour wasn't too affected by it, but that ferry ride over was crazy. It was so bumpy, and it, you know, just like it'd be like the sky then the sea, and my bandmates were like spewing left, right and center. And the whole time we're on the South Island, we were so sleep deprived, and I could not shake the feeling of being on a boat. Like, I remember being down in Dunedin and doing the Radio 1 live to air with you all, and I just remember being like, wow, I still feel like I'm rocking, and it's
a
few days. Yeah, so I couldn't shake that feeling, but I think it's pretty awesome, like, getting to spend time with your best mates, like, in the car, and like being so sleep deprived, I feel like it's a real goofy time, you know, like everyone's, it's pretty funny.
And at least with the bass one, you've got, when you, if you eventually do another tour, it's, the bar is quite low, which is nice. Can only go up from here.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of like the tour and how things were received that year, it was pretty amazing. I mean, like, aside from the ferry, like, yeah, I mean, if I have another release and tour just like that, I'd be so happy. I'd be stoked. It's just so much fun getting to play music and going to places to meet people who have been listening and stuff. It's so reassuring, because I think, like, a lot of the time when you're releasing music, I'm doing interviews and things, but I'm not actually often talking to real people in front of me and seeing how they're actually receiving the music and how it feels in a live space. So that's really rewarding and really cool, because you get all that finally. It's like, oh, okay, we're doing all right.
And you obviously exist within the incredible sort of indie alternative music scene in Ponicky Wellington. How do you find it being there? Is there any other artists in particular that are inspiring you at the moment?
Ah, yes, always. So many friends inspiring me. I that's why I love it so much here. I've been here for 7 years now, I think. And yeah, I just love it. It's like I walk into some of the venues here and it feels like home. I can just make myself a cup of tea and, you know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, all good, which is, like, such a nice feeling. And just going to gigs and just seeing people you know without having to, like, coordinate it is so awesome. People I'm inspired by, I know they're in Auckland now, but Womb have been a huge inspiration.
Yeah,
they're probably
out.
One of my top bands from from Welly. They're so cool. Just the like textural thing that they do, it just hits so hard. So shout out to Womb. Yeah.
That's okay. We could have just Womb. That works for me. Yeah. They're great.
Oh, I could go on and on and on and on. But yeah, Womb, Vera Allen, Debt Club. Oh, just yeah, there's so many.
Oh well, I think that's all the time we've got for today, Sophie. But thank you so much for being here and talking to me. And I hope everyone heads out and listens to Twirl. It's already out. It came out 5 days ago, so you've got no excuse.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, that's all good. I'm going to play you out with a different song of yours. This is Sophia McRae with Pulling on the String. It's 6:10, and you're listening to Radio 1.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.